Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
My name is TJ Raphael. I'm the host of Liberty Lost, a new podcast about who gets to be a mother and the control of young women hidden behind the veil of faith. Binge all episodes of Liberty Lost ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me is the glorious and joyful Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. How's it going?
Hi, so good. Oh, how are you?
I am so good. We are here today to talk Below Deck. And just an FYI, we are taking next Monday off. So next Tuesday. So we won't have a Below Deck recap next week, but we'll be back with Below Deck in 2 weeks. But just give me a heads up. So you're not like, wait, where's the Below Deck recap?
We're not going to have Miami this week. So I guess we should announce that now so people aren't like, where's Miami? What the hell? There will be no Miami this week. You know, it sucks to take shows off. We don't even like doing it. We're like, how are we going to take a break but still do all the 7 shows or 8 shows or whatever we're doing? We're not.
Yeah.
We're just going to cut some, which sucks. Yeah. But
unfortunately, part of taking a break is taking a break. And unfortunately, Miami is we're not gonna record on Thursday, so we're sorry, and we hate to do it to Miami because we want to just support Miami with all our heart, but we'll check in with next week and sort of catch everyone up with what we missed, etc. So that's the news about Below Deck, and you know, come join us on Patreon, patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens, to watch on video. Hi, Crappens on Demand. So
let's figure out what I've done to my shaving. I'm trying to figure out how to shave a beard, and I can't shave it right. So then I ended up having to shave it off because it was all uneven. But then I just used like a not a blade, but like a shaver. And then I left some long hairs that are hitting my lip, and they're making me freaking crazy.
Maybe you should go to a barber and get some tips.
I'm not going to do that because I'm a bald person. And one good thing about being bald is not having to pay barbers. I'm going to watch
it. But TikTok, it's a one-time barber things that way.
That's $100.
Teach a man to fish. You know, don't just buy the fish. Learn to fish with your beard. Okay? Get a professional to show you how to make a nice beard, and then you can always make yourself a nice beard.
I'm finding a professional on TikTok. That's where I get my therapy now. It's where I'm going to get my my hair trimming stuff.
I don't know. I tried to learn how to give myself a fade on TikTok and YouTube, and it did not work. So, you know. But, you know, beard is much more manageable. Yeah, beard is much more manageable than doing a fade in a mirror, like when you're like looking behind your head and trying to like fade things and blend, and you're like, I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, it's hard.
Today is Below Deck, okay? And also Love Island is over on Patreon as well as our videos. Okay, let's get into it, okay? Previously, Kyle is having trouble managing his team, okay? You know what? Frank and Fraser and Damo kissed. And so did Carl and Selene. Okay, everybody's kissing. That's it. That's what's going on.
A lot of kissing. A lot of kissing. So for those people who are interested in that, I'm excited for you because you're getting a lot of great content. For people like me who just like to see people struggling with their jobs, a little disappointed. I feel like we're just fast-forwarding over charters now. This is the second charter in a row that they just zipped over an entire day. I mean, these are not the most compelling guests. But why are we spending so much time watching Kyle and Selene flirt when we could be watching Rainbow having another meltdown about streaks on a mirror? Like, I don't understand why they're doing this to me.
Well, it's so weird that you feel like that because you love Love Island so much, you know?
No, but because Love Island,
that show knows its lane, you know? That's what that show
I'm
is.
Tuning in. When I tune in for Love Island, I'm tuning in for Love Island content. When I tune in for Below Deck, I'm tuning in for Windex content, and I'm getting Love Island content.
Yeah.
It's not right.
I want maids fighting, not making out. Okay.
Yes.
So Selene is like, oh, very good jacuzzi last night. I told jacuzzi, how do you want the bed? I do bed how you want. You tell me how you want, babe. So good. And Kyle's like, good, but it could have been better. And Kyle's saying, oh, it's been a year since I've been this interested. You know why it's been a year? Because here's what Kyle does in his downtime. He goes to a bar in a kilt and gets shit-faced and possibly makes out with other dudes. That's all he does. He's a fall-down alcoholic. The only time he's sober enough to even flirt with a girl is when he's filming this show.
That's correct. So then Carrie is like, good morning. All right, we're going to leave at 10 a.m. sharp for brunch because don't forget, I'm taking you all to brunch because the gays didn't pay you any tip money. So I'm going to take you, get some French toast and some eggs to make up for the, you know, $300 that you didn't get.
Fraser's like, oh, Damo, I just remembered we made out last night. You did not just remember. Okay, you still got your penis in your hand from last night. And he's like, oh, yeah, it was a pash. We had a pash last night. And he's like, oh, but I told my boyfriend I wouldn't do that. Okay, do you even believe he has a boyfriend? I don't.
No,
I think he's lying.
Glass. Yeah.
Does it even count if it's five? You've seen each other 5 days in a year?
No, that's not right. Do I think I cheated? Absolutely not. It would not bother me if my boyfriend was like to make out with one of the straight man friends. I mean, if it was another gay man, fine. I get it. Because I would be the one who's most disgusting in that trio there. But it wouldn't be that cool. It wouldn't be cool. That said, my boyfriend and I's schedules haven't been compatible, and it's been a bit tough. So then we see Celine fall down the stairs for the third time this season. I don't understand why she has so much trouble just doing the last five stairs like normal stairs. Like, why does she just feel the need to throw herself off the staircase into the wall every single time she goes down that staircase?
Also, why are her ankles made out of like rubber and she never gets hurt? When I hurt my back, like literally sitting down the other day, I sat down to watch TV and I was like, ow, my back. And I also want to know how Celine's ankles are made out of rubber and she doesn't ever get hurt. Like, I hurt myself literally sitting down to go to the bathroom like 2 weeks ago. I sat down and I was like, I'm a back, and it's been hurting for 2 weeks. And meanwhile, this dumbass is like flinging herself downstairs and she's fine. What the hell?
Yeah, I don't understand why she can't just go down those last four or five stairs like a normal human being. Like, I don't know why she flings herself off and into that hallway wall every single time. Like, I just don't know. Like, she's just so eager to get off the staircase that she's like, I'm willing to risk paralysis just to get off these steps.
But those are spiral staircases, right? That's a spiral staircase, right?
Isn't that one kind of spiral? Like,
because that's what it is. Because I used to have one of those and I slept in like the little loft and everyone was like, don't do that, Ronnie. You're going to fall. And I was like, no, I'm not. If I have to pee in the middle of the night, you just come down. It's easy. It's like a little staircase. I slid down that thing every fucking day because, you know, it doesn't make any sense. It's like going in a curve and then I would slide down and
I don't know. I was raised with a spiral staircase. We have a little loft in this house and that was where the TV was. And I would go for maybe 30, 40 years. I went up and down that spiral staircase without any issue. But I also feel like, I don't know if this is a correct assumption, but I feel like because Solène is French, she should be extra good at a spiral staircase. I feel like it just feels like something that French people are really good at. Like, I feel like there's a lot of cathedrals in France that probably have a lot of spiral staircases going up the spires. And I just think it's like in French blood to be able to do a spiral staircase.
You know, or like uneven streets. Yeah, I feel like you're right. French people should have a stronger gait than the rest of us.
French people should just really know how to do a spiral staircase. I think it's just like part of their DNA. Yeah.
Yeah. I agree. Get it together, French people. Like, no, I'm literally Celine. Embarrassed for you.
French people are great. It's Celine who's not like living up to her heritage. Like, it's like her saying, like, I can't really tell the difference between cheeses, or, you know, wine is like whatever to me. Like, are you even French if you don't like cheese, wine, or spiral staircases?
Yeah, yeah. Just give up your citizenship already, Celine.
Yeah.
So I don't know what they call it in France. I'm guessing it's not ice because they don't like giving you ice, right? But just get rid of your citizenship, Solane, okay? If you can't come down the spiral staircase, you're done here.
So Damo is telling us that they're going to St. Bart's for brunch. So he's talking about how it's super ritzy. And like he's like, but don't worry. He's like, I don't need to dress like a wanker to be a wanker here. I'm like, yeah, I wouldn't be too worried about how you're dressing based on what everyone else is wearing, including KO, who's like in just like a stringy tank top. And then
one is expecting anything from the men on Below Deck. Trust me. The women go like they're being nominated for an Oscar award every time they go out to eat. And the men just go in board shorts, you know, in a stained T-shirt. And that's it.
I also like, I'm going to pull out my calculator for this because I need to do a last minute calculation to make this point here. So the gays tipped, like 19,000, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which
well,
is
almost
like,
20. It was like $10 short of 20.
Okay. Well, I'm going to say 19,000. And like this episode, they got tipped around 28,000. So 28,000. So that's basically like a $10,000 difference. $10,000 divided by how many people? About 9 people. That's about everyone missed out on about $1,000 worth of revenue. So I just love that's like, well, you all didn't get $1,000 worth of tip money, but you're gonna get a free omelet. Enjoy. That's basically what this brunch is about.
We're making it up to you with an egg and a bagel. So,
but it's in St. Bart's, so it's a fancy egg.
So Fraser, you know, really leaning into being a good leader, he's like, all right, why don't we go around the table and say one thing we hate about each other? Go. Okay, so I'll start. I'll start with everybody, and my answer is everything. All right, Selene, go ahead.
Wait, I'd like to add something. You're absolutely disgusting. You're hideous. I don't even know why you're here. I can't even bear to look at you. Okay, that was for me. Now, everyone else go on. It's your turn.
So Selene points to Barbara and she goes, you so bitch. And she's like, no, I don't hate anything about you. And I love that these two found a friendship. God,
I don't know where
it. I love
like,
it.
Where did it happen? They were bickering so much. Then suddenly they like love each other. And Rainbow's just like watching. And she's like jealous because Rainbow doesn't know how to connect to other women or other people or vacuum cleaners. And she's like, well, I personally find it hard to connect with girls in general because all I want to do is just grab them by the hair and just slam them into some dirt on an island in the middle of Holland. So connecting with these girls is just kind of tricky. It's just like a little triggering because, you know, I've had two older sisters and, you know, we all volunteered as tribute that one time and we heard the cannon go off and we're like, okay. And, you know, some I've had to slit her throat, but that's just what you have to do to win the trophy, right?
Yeah, it really does hurt a little bit on the inside, mostly because my sisters would knee me in the ribs so I wouldn't get bruised. So, yeah, it hurts. Everything affects me. I'm just trying not to let it show. Does it show? It does show. And any girl who says they can't get along with other girls, I'm on the other girl's side.
Yeah.
So yeah. I'm automatically on the side of your sisters because
yeah,
the other girls are not the problem on this boat, ma'am. You are. Now, that being said, you're not even that much of a problem, Rainbow. I like Rainbow.
She's
too.
Actually, yeah.
I think Rainbow's kind of cool. You know, she's just her dad made her fight her sisters in like a cage fight. You know, what do you expect from her?
Yeah, she just, I think she's in her head too much. But like, how do I relate to other women? And we see her over the course of the episode trying to apply techniques she's seen on like TV. Like, oh, I noticed that this person behaves in this way, so I will behave in that way. She's sort of like robotic. Like, this should work.
Yeah, it's like very Dexter, like serial killer, like kind of mimicking normal behaviors or whatever she considers to be normal behaviors. Yeah, she does a lot of like, oh my God, girl, can I just hug you and give you kisses? Which, you know, if you're watching Love Island, that's what they do. But if you're watching, I don't know, Orange is the New Black, that's not what they do. And she's more Orange is the New Black.
Well, it's just like her attempts at like girly affection towards her lady friends is not really earned. She just sort of declares it like, oh my God. And the other person's like, we don't have that relationship. So this is weird, you know?
Yeah. She's trying to be like fun, girly, but it comes off as like sexual harassment in the workplace.
A little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. And her name is Rainbow spelled wrong. So it's like, it makes it worse. You know, it's like, I got touched by my boss, Rainbow. You know, it's like it's not going to hold up well in court is what I'm saying. You're just, everybody's going to be confused. They're going to put you in jail for spelling your name wrong.
Yeah. That's the worst kind of jail.
With the side of sexual harassment.
Spelling jail. Well, I mean, Selene's going to spiral staircase jail. So a lot of terrible
No
fates.
One would convict Selene of anything. And that's the thing that I think makes people like Rainbow crazy. It's like, how does she get away with it? You know, her eyebrows are weird and nobody says anything to her. But Rainbow just has like a certain je ne sais quoi.
Yeah. So Rainbow asks Kao about his family, and he's like, oh, well, my sister's in Spain, and my dad is moving to Spain because Brazil is a fucking jungle, man. And they're like, really? He's like, yeah, I mean, if you're a tourist, it's the best fucking country in the world. But if you're a citizen, it's shit. And then the tile of photos comes up, and it's a Kao segment. And he's like, social time is the last thing on my mind right now. The job is not flowing yet, but adjusting to the style that we have on this boat with the captain, there's just like a long way to go, and my job is just on the line, and I really care about it. It's a stressing time.
Hair.
And then we just go back to the brunch. Squint, I don't understand.
Squint into the camera. Hair. Squint. Hair.
I think I'm going to need the post-production department just to chillax a little bit. I'm like, all these, anytime someone speaks, the fact that they bring up this, all these photos and the big thing on the screen that's like, Kao. And then they speak for 3 seconds and then we go back to the scene. It just is so over the top. I think we can just like go back to the way it used to be, which is that people just talk normally. I think this is too much. Well, I'm trying too hard to make people, it seem like exciting.
I think if you have people with like more fascinating Instagrams, it would be okay. But this is like the Below Deck cast and their Instagram. It's like, wow, Kyle in board shorts. Wow, yeah. Kyle in board shorts again. Oh my God, you guys, it's Kyle on a cliff in board shorts. You guys, it's Kyle looking, it's Kyle squinting with hair.
I also don't understand how every time they talk about their childhood, we see photos of them when they were like 4 years old, and it always looks like it's 1973. I'm like, half these people were born in like 2001, 2002. Why are the photos such poor quality?
Yeah. Like, you guys were born when the iPhone like 12 was out. I don't even want to hear it from you. Although I do blame that on fucking Instagram filtering, because you remember when everybody used to use filters on every pic to make it look like it was 1970?
Yeah, and it had like an automatic like frame on it. Yeah. I mean, it's ridiculous. These photos. I'm like, I'm looking at a picture of my grandma Sally over here, and that was taken in like 1948, and it's like better quality than half the Below Deck pictures. I swear to God.
Yeah. It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So Fraser's like, so guys, did we have fun last night? And Damo's like, I had a great time. I can imagine. Wait, I just remembered that we had a fun time. I definitely was not thinking about it all this time. And Barbara's like, yeah, you guys should kiss again, just for safety. He's like, I'll do that. If I'm ever on the phone to my boyfriend, though, we don't mention it. Because baby girls, baby boys, are we ready to go? That's why. Just don't mention it. We're going to go because mommy's ready to spendy.
So they go do some high-end shopping, and Carrie's like, "Deck crew, we're going to try to make a 3 o'clock bridge. We got a double time. I want marching. I want docks. I want ropes that come out of boats with hefty things at the end in case we crash into things. You got it? I want adventure. All right, we got to hit the ground running. We're swimming. Well, if we're swimming, I guess we're fucked, aren't we? If we're swimming, Kyle's hit the
water. We're going to hit the water running. But we're going to be hitting the water swimming, but you can't be swimming right now, so you should be at the water boating. You get what I mean? I'm getting lost in the metaphor. Anyway, Kao, you've got something to say? And he's like, yes, can, because they're all back on the boat. He's like, can we bring everything in? Can I bring the tender in? Yeah, I mean, dude, that's what I said downstairs. Remember, I said, bring the tender in? We don't have time to be discussing things 3 times, okay? Let's roll. Damn it, I did it 3 times again.
So Selene is talking to Fraser, and she's like, oh, can I tell you something? I kissed Celia
yesterday, but when we were kissing, I felt a
tonk, tonk, and she hits a big flashlight that's hanging on the wall. And she's like, so now I feel, oh la la, bisou.
Oh, so now you want his dick is basically what you're trying to say to me. That's a yes, is it? And she's like, oui, 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 bonjour. It's like, okay, cast off, slut. Go to work and never come back.
So then anchor is rising, and we're going to Sandaltine. And so Rainbow is trying this like super nice girly thing now, which we were talking about earlier with Selene. She's like, do you have any questions, my love? And she's like, no. Can I have a hug? Can I just have a hug from you? And she's like, okay, I hug you. Okay, you are hugging very hard, very hard. You're hugging me very hard. Ow, ow, you're hurting me. I cannot breathe. Oh my God, I'm suffocating in French.
I'm just feeling so alone, sort of like how I sat on that little island in the lake for, 3 days waiting for my father to fetch me while my sister's dying corpse was at my knees. And I can just get very emotional, and I know that about myself. I think I'm just like a hard person. And then they show flashbacks of her like going nuts, culminating, of course,
in the clip they're going to show all season, which is her having a panic attack with the vacuum. I mean, you can't really control how other people feel about you, so you just got to keep on trying, and, you know, I'm just doing my best.
And Selene's not falling for it. She's like, it is fake. It is fake. I don't like. So she's, Rainbow's like, okay, Selene, I just need the fitted sheet. The elastic? Is this the elastic sheet? The fitted one. The one with the make circle? Which one is this fitted? How's it fit like that? Who makes trying on for sheet? Does it do it itself? Do beds change size? Why they need to size the fitted? Why you need to measure a bed?
It's the fitted sheet, Selene. Just get the
Say
fitted
it again.
Sheet, please.
I don't like it. You do it, fat shame of sheet. I'm done here. Goodbye.
Fettuccine. No, fettuccine.
That makes you fat. The sheet made fettuccine.
So she literally says fettuccine, and Rainbow's like, fettuccine? She's like, yes or no?
Have it or no? You have fettuccine or no? Why are we talking? You got fettuccine? Put fettuccine for me.
All right, everyone. We're going to approach the worst bridge in the entire world. So everyone get ready. We're going to put some fenders out, which is a pretty standard practice. You know, I don't think anyone ever really messes up. It's just fenders. Fenders go off the side of the boat. I think I've been watching a lot of Below Deck, and I don't think in any season no one has ever messed up the simple rule of putting a fender out on the side of a boat. Okay, let's get through this.
This is so funny. Oops. They just like kind of put one fender a little bit over. Like, are you working on, like, the bangs of the boat? Are we, like, trying to
it's
style
like a small little
now?
Braid. It's like, because when the fenders come out, it's like they do, like, little braids on the boat. You know, like, when, you know, like, like, I remember in middle school, like, the white girls would always go off to the Caribbean. They come back after spring break. They don't have their braids. I'm like, oh, my God, I want to take a right down. And it's like, that's what happens to the boat when they go through when they put the fenders out. Like, it comes out with braids. Like, it went on spring break. And then, but this case, they did, like, the one little small braid. Like, it wasn't as long as the others. And it's like, okay, whatever.
I didn't get to go on that trip because, you know, I didn't have the money. And also, I was working at the bowling alley at the time because of child labor. But my friend came back with those braids and she's like, do you want me to do them for you? Because I learned how to do them in St. John. And I was like, yeah, fuck yeah. And because I had long hair at the time. And so she did my braids like that. And she used these big colored rubber bands on my hair. And my mom would not go to a restaurant with me. She's like, you're staying in the car. You look idiotic. No. I refuse to take you out in public until you take those things out.
Oh, my God. You're like, my name's Emily now. Like, what? Well, I got braids on spring break.
I'm really into Emily tent now. Living, and my dream is to start a theater in a tent on St. John, which I've never been to, but I've heard is amazing. So we work for tips, basically. So
now they're approaching this bridge, and it's the usual chaos because no one's communicating, and Carrie's losing his mind. Like, everyone get into position. All right, I got to swing. Okay, watch my swing. Kao, watch my swing. Watch my swing. And Kao's like, what did he say? Watch my swing. Where's it?
I need you to talk on the radio. Say something. And Kao's like, my name is Luca. No, Kao. I live on the second floor. Kao, come on. What's our distance? I live upstairs from you. Kao, call a distance. I guess you've never seen me before. Yeah.
Kao, enough Susan Vega, get to work. So then he's like, oh, could you repeat that please, Captain? He's like, oh, fucking idiot. I'm turning the boat. Okay, I need you to come watch my swing. What's my project? What's my projected swing, Kao?
And Fraser just looks out the window and he's like, well, this is not going very well, is it? Like, we're doing, we're about to hit the dock. And he's like, 20 meters to the dock. I mean, 2 meters. I mean, 1 meter, 0.5, smurf.
And then Carrie's like, wait a second, what's this fucking fender doing here? It's not the right height. Why? Like, the fender's just like at the top. Like,
It's just like on the edge, like hasn't even gone over it. The headbender's like, I'm sorry. I'm just like not really comfortable going over the side of this boat right now.
Why have we got tiny bangs on the fender? Why have we got tiny bangs on the boat? Come on, someone fix the goddamn bangs on the fender.
You cannot just grow out bangs.
Listen. Listen, what I say is this boat needs to have fender bangs like it's a burlesque dancer, okay? Severe and long. Get to it.
So that was a fuck up, but they made it. You know, they made it.
So, all right, Kaio, get over here. We've got to talk alone. There's some things that happened here, and they were on you, mate. Now, listen, I don't care if your name is Luca. I don't care if you're from the second floor. You got to pay attention, all right?
He's like, okay. And Kaio just gives him that squinty, confused look. It's like eyes are squinting, but wide open. And he's looking around like, I'm nodding my hair at you. So consider yourself hair nodded.
Now, I shouldn't have to ask three times what the fuck's going on behind
me.
This, like, well, all right. Well, I'll say it again. I shouldn't have to ask three times for what the fuck's going on behind. What I'm trying to say is I shouldn't have to ask three times.
Three, I got it. Fender, I got it. Three.
This fender here was sitting too high, so if I were to smack that dock with the fender up, it would have been my fault. So your fault, so my fault, and my fault's your fault, and then a lot of other people's faults. And guess what? San Andreas' fault, my fault. So I've got to have someone in place that doesn't make errors like that, okay? And because you're so inept and you're so terrible and you're so clearly not supposed to be on this boat, I'm gonna give you one more chance, one more charter, and my eyes are gonna be on you.
Thank you so much. I just wanted to say one thing before I go. 20 meters.
All right. It's a little bit too late, mate. We got past the bridge.
20 meters.
All right.
All right. Safety is first. All right. Period. All right. I want period safety. If you're on your period, please be near a floating device. That's it.
He's got one less chance of going into this charter. He's got to pull a rabbit out of the hat to stay in the vessel. No, I didn't mean that literally. You could put the actual... I don't know where you got that rabbit from, KO. It's the one time you actually do the thing that I said.
Lara is sitting somewhere watching this at home like, oh, finally, my skills are appreciated. The true magician in a bunny costume.
Lil is watching also from somewhere on Long Island being like, ah, so I wanted to be able to do that trick. Pull back to Summer House Lil. Anyway, so KO is like, okay, everyone, so I just spoke to Cap and we need to think that what we can do better, and I need you guys to use your brains and like not just follow orders, okay? So that fender, that one was high. Who suggested that? They're like, Jess is like, me. Okay, I was okay with it because of the bridge, it makes sense, but then like you would have to lower it. So, and if I wasn't for that, like it wouldn't have happened. So like you have to be better because I'm the one who's like getting yelled at right now.
Yeah, but it wasn't only the fender, sir. Like you had him hitting the dock. That's not good. I mean, come on. It's not all Jess. Although I still don't understand the high fender. And so Jess is mad now. She's like, this is bullshit. I'm tired of KO spreading the blame on everybody else because, like, what you see from a leader, you know, you want them to take responsibility. I'm sorry. What kind of leaders have you grown up around? Because I've never seen leaders take responsibility for shit. The whole point of being a leader is to blame other people.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you have news? Do you have American news where you are?
I know. I was like, should I take it there? Should I be political?
Just in general, it doesn't even matter what side you're on. I mean, just in general, the whole point in leading the country is to blame somebody else for whatever's going on, you know?
So now it's time for the preference sheet meetings. So Kara's like, all right, everyone, we've got a family coming on board, a husband, a wife, two adult sons, primary's brother coming. And I'll just tell you this right now. They're so boring. We're going to fast forward over most of their chatter again. Two in a row. All right, you ready for this?
I'd like to announce this. Ronnie sat down, watched this eagle-eyed, even took a few notes, does not remember one person from this family. Right. So good luck.
Jack Finn is our primary. Oh, wait, Fraser, why don't you say this part? Jack Finn is our disgusting primary, and he sold his engineering firm and is now reveling in retirement with boundless leisure, unlike me, who still must answer to some nebulous boyfriend that exists somewhere in the world. And he also owns a sailboat.
You know that they write their own their own bios, because this one's ridiculous.
Stability's engineering firm is now reveling in retirement.
Really? Really, Jack Finn? That's what you wrote?
So Carrie's like, all right, now look at Darlene. She broke her room. Hell skiing. What the fuck is that? Skiing helicopters, I take it. Fucking ridiculous. She's lucky she didn't break her neck.
She just got out of a cast and they're having a 25th anniversary of their first date. So two beach excursions on this trip. The first day, they're going to go to Mullet Bay, where Ben Mandelker had a cherished childhood memory in first grade. And we're going to have a beach party, and there's a volleyball court there. And the following day, we're going to go to Anguilla, and they're going to want to do a full moon party. I just want to make sure everyone hears this, so that way people know what this show is going to fast forward over. All right.
Right, now the husband is a kind of a wacky guy. He wants you to fly over Anguilla in a helicopter and have the helicopter say something like, I won, stupid.
And then his wife can just cry and cry and cry.
With a full moon out. I mean, nothing like losing while your full ass is pointing up at the sky in Anguilla, am I right?
In the afternoon, they like a beach setup where they can eat lunch and have a competitive game of beach volleyball. Oh, I love beach volleyball against the yacht crew. I'm like, I don't. I don't like competitions against the crew. Another thing.
What everybody loves on a luxury vacation. Dilly-dallying with poor people.
Socializing with the help.
So Kyle tells Celine, he's like, you look beautiful, by the way. She's like, oh, thank you. It's because my dress is very short. And also, if I don't feel very good about myself, I stand next to Sheet because Sheet is fat. This is what I hear. So I always look thin next to fat Sheet. It is okay to bully Sheets. You know that, right?
So, it looks beautiful. Have you ever fell in love or fell down staircase? He's like, yes, a couple of times for both. Yeah, how about you?
Two times, no staircase, and that was just today. Then three times yesterday, but also love.
Oh, yeah, two times for me too.
Yeah, it's the worst. It's the best and the worst is love. Yeah.
So then she talks about being in love and how she was in love when she was 22. And she's like, he left me four times in 2 years. And all the time I fell in love deeper and deeper and deeper. So all the time, worse and worse and worse and worse. And my dad took me to emergency because I was so sad I stopped eating. And I couldn't eat. Not even, what do you call, fettuccine? I don't know. I would rather have someone break my finger than break my heart.
Yeah, she's like, I was opposite of selfish when I was younger. But then I learned to be selfish. So now I'm selfish. And I say, no, I don't love you. And then you go to the hospital, you don't eat, and then I break your finger.
And he's like, oh, God, your energy is so hot. I mean, obviously, you're attractive as hell. Because she goes,
what do you like on me? You tell me, what do you like on me?
He's like, oh, well, you're sexy, you're attractive, your name's not Barbie, your father doesn't work for Coca-Cola. God, I'm craving a Coca-Cola right now. I love you, Barbie. Come back to me, Barbie.
So they go into the guest cabin and they have sex. So then it's the next morning and people are waking up and Barbara's like, I want to know how was last night. And Frasier's like, yes, I want to hear all the details quickly. Please, how was your date? She's like, oh, it was nice. It started to rain. And, you know, we got naked, guest room, you know. And Rainbow's like, oh, my God. Did Celine get naked last night? Girlfriend, tell me everything. Can I get a hug? I just love you.
Yeah. And Kyle's like, oh, I got laid last night. She was like, ooh, la, la. Which she was. She's like, ooh, la, la. So Fraser's like, Celine fucked in the master. And she goes, no, don't say fuck. Don't say this. Oh, sorry. She made sloppy, sloppy love in the cabin. Was it good? Okay, yeah, fine. Just go.
Do I think that they're compatible? Absolutely not. But it's about mans, and I'm all for it. But I'm going to get Celine cleaning the cabin because I for sure ain't touching shit.
So she starts cleaning, etc. And then Anthony calls his mom and, you know, we hear some Anthony backstory, which is that when I was a kid, I was terrible at school because all the moms, he was like, oh, my kid gets A+, but I do not get them A+. And, you know, my mom had no story to say because I was loser. So it's adding more pressure to myself because I had bad grades in school. And then this chapter, and like every chapter, I feel like I am playing for my life. I am playing for mommy.
Yeah. He's really a mess, this guy. He's so insecure.
Yeah, he really is.
He needs to get tighter pants or something. I don't know. They're already pretty tight, but he needs to get more secure. I mean, come on, Benny. He's like, oh, I'm failure because I was failure in school. Who cares? You can boil an egg. You know what I mean? Yeah. Sometimes that's all that matters. So Fraser texts his boyfriend that they need to talk. And so he does. And he's like, long distance is super hard. It's never something I wanted to be in. And lo and behold, it's not working, period. It needed to be done. I've broken up with my boyfriend, everybody. I've broken up with them.
I was so impressed.
Demo.
Yeah, seriously. I was so impressed because when Fraser's, we see his text message saying, we need to talk. And he goes off onto the dock to talk. And I was like, oh my God, it's going to be another one of these seasons where someone texts some person who's off camera and the other person guilts them the entire season about their choices. I was like, I don't know if I'm mentally prepared for this. Like this season was going so strongly for me until this episode. And then this episode like leaned into all the things I don't like that Below Deck does. And I'm like, oh my God, there's already going to be a competition against the crew. There's already been like a date. I don't know if I'm like ready for like a long drawn out text message argument. And then Fraser comes back. He's like, well, we broke up. It's over. I was like, oh.
I don't know that it was really an option. I think Fraser was like, I made out with somebody. And the guy's like, I'm sorry. Who is this? Fraser. Your boyfriend. I don't have a. You do. All right, look, I'm going to see. Are we on Grindr? Have I ever double tapped you on Grindr? Oh, here you are, Fraser, without an I. Oh, yeah, you're 5,000 miles away from me. So I literally have to pay extra to look at your profile. So, yeah, we're not dating. Oh, and I guess we've broken up.
It's over. So, yeah, so that's done, which I'm actually happy for. Good. Moving on. So now the guests come on board, and it's the primary. The lady's like, oh, pardon me, I've got a broken wing. Just got out of a cast. I was hella skiing in Helsinki, too, which was really awkward. But anyway, broken arm. So they are all nice and hello, and everyone's helping with the luggage, and now it's finally time to leave the dock and go out into the open sea. Surely Kea will rise to the challenge.
Oh, so this is the one where they're about to touch the dock. I mean, every docking is hell, but also they're going through that tiny little, you know, opening on the freeway.
Stupid bridge.
So it's another thing where it's like, all right, ready, ready. Is everyone ready to communicate? Let's go. All right, dropping lines, please. All right, Kyle, come on, Kyle. Kyle, are you there? He's like, what? Kyle, I need you to talk to me.
From a distance.
Yes, give me the distance.
The world is small and blue.
All right, now you bet middling me. Come on, man.
Come on, Kyle, I need to know the distance. All right, three eggs, toasts. And maybe some hash browns. Kaya, did you go back to the brunch place? Yes. Are you on the boat?
No. All right. What is that? What is that coming up? It's the bridge opening, bro. And Jess is like, oh my God, distance from the bridge is 3 meters and opening. You're looking at... No. Distance from the bridge is Bette Midler in World War II with James Caan. Like, what the hell are you talking about?
We are exactly four of the boys away from the bridge.
What? We are Otto Titzling, Inventor, and Laos. What, now you're going to beaches? What is this, General Bette Midler movie day? How far are we from the dock?
Omelette.
Well, all right, hold on. We are, some say love, it is a rose.
What?
Yeah, okay, no more Janis Joplin biopics. Let's just get the distances.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So they make it, basically. But the captain's like...
So then we go to Robert and Barbara talking. And Robert's like, wow, this feels weird. I haven't sat at a bar in forever. And Barbara's like, oh, why? You don't drink alcohol? And he goes, nah, I'm allergic to it. I break out in handcuffs.
Barbara's like, I don't get it. What do you mean? So Carrie is like, all right. So Jess, what shift are you on? She's like, I'm on deck at 8, and then I go to bed at 12. I say, all right, and when do you get your break? You do get a break, don't you? Kea said that when, if I'm asked this, I should say, give me a break at that Kit Kat bar. I'm not sure.
All right. I no longer want you to quote that moron. All right. Now, how much of a break do you get?
give me a break. I sure could use it trying to make it to the top. All right. All right, now, Carter. Listen, I'm trying to just get around to this. How much does Caillou suck? Should I fire him right now? She's like, oh, yes, definitely. He's stupid. Please fire him. Please get rid of him.
I think she's like, why are we forgetting that? Didn't Jess come on to the boat saying that she normally is a bosun and she took a step down? Yeah. Or was that Rainbow? Was that Rainbow who took a step down from Chief Stew?
No, I think it was Jess. Yeah,
Jess is normally a bosun. I'm like, why are we not having Jess lead this boat right now? She has better ideas than KO does. So Carrie is like, well, I think he's just out of his depth. It's just a very stressful role. If you haven't had enough opportunity to do this role before, you're not going to survive. KO, what are you doing back there? What if God was one of us on the train like one of us? All right. All right, there's enough out of you, Joe.
All right, now here's what I'm going to do with you, Caio. I'm going to give you another chance. All right, go ahead. Swim back to shore. Swim back. So now the guests are doing water toys, and Jess is checking in with Barbara about working with the girls. And she's like, I love Zozo. I love Zozo. And she's like, well, it's not just Zozo. And Barbara's like, well, I don't really like work with Rainbow. Well, I don't work with her very much. So who knows about Rainbow, you know? Her name is stupid. And Jess is like, you don't even know her name? Just, yeah. I thought her name was So-So. So. Sorry.
So then now we hear some Barbara back.
Calling her So-So.
So she's like, you know, I don't even remember the last time I was with a gay girl. Like, my ex, she was straight, and we stayed together for 1.5 years, and I don't even want to be again. And, like, I don't want to be the one waiting someone's time anymore. So sometimes you just feel tired, you know, to be with someone that's not, you know, it's not sure about you. So it's nice that Jess is gay. We have a lot in common. I really like her. I'm like, okay, great. Thanks.
Like, I'm just so thanks glad for the insight. Meet a real gay person. So nice. So then Barbara is now talking to a guest, and she's like, let me understand something. These are your parents? And she's like, no. Okay. The two in the teal, they're brothers. Bobby's my dad. Brett's my brother. The husband's the tall, bald guy. Darlene's Jack's wife. Those are her two sons. Oh, I'm so sorry. I asked. This is very, very confusing. Nobody cares. This is a lot. This is a lot for me. Are any of them real gay girls? No? Okay. Then please.
I was just making polite chatter. I don't really care who any of these strange people are. I just know they're American and probably stupid. So then Fraser's like, I'm so glad I'm over yesterday. And Rainbow's like, oh, do you feel different? Do you feel single now? Do you feel single now, do you? No. I just feel like if we're ever in the same place at the same time, we're like no longer doing what we're doing. And then it could absolutely work out with, what was his name again? Bert? Charles? I don't know, whoever that person was on my phone, he was nice, and we'll hook up sometime in the future.
I'm sad. Of course I'm sad. Obviously, I care about him. I will always care about him. I haven't imagined life without him going forward. I mean, I saw him 5 times in 1 year. Incredibly difficult imagining how I would go on. It's like, wow, Fraser's really trying for a love storyline, but there's nothing behind his eyes at all. He's like, wow, love him so dearly. This is the worst thing that could ever happen to me. Did you know that Damo has his penis pierced?
So then Solana's in the kitchen and she's like, ooh, big fish, huh? Kiss him, kiss him. And Anthony's like, ooh, yes. So Anthony kisses this fish. He's like, ooh, salty. Reminds me of my ex-girlfriend. With Kyle, you guys are a couple, husband and wife, boyfriend. And she's like, yes, you're crazy. He's like, he probably wants a relation. She's like, no, it's too early. I don't really know him and I don't want to put on pressure. He's like, you're right, don't rush stuff. If you're not ready for it, especially staircase, take every single step, girl. There's getting to be a dent in the wall. Okay, yes, me, rush, never.
So now it's volleyball with the guests. Nobody cares. Woo! I'm not going to talk about it. So then Anthony gets the main course ready, and Carrie gets a call from his daughter. And he's like, what? What do you want? How many meters are we from the dock? He's like, Daddy, I would like help with my homework. And he's like, oh, God, all right, hit me. She's like, all right, what's the capital of Australia? God damn it, girl. Don't you have a ChatGPT over there? I'm busy.
It's called Canberra. All right, well, next question.
Daddy, I'd like to know, what do you call a herd of kangaroos? He's
like, well, it beats me. We'll just call them, let's call them poops.
Just okay, call them Daddy. Coyos, all right? Bunch of coyos, bunch of kangaroo morons, right, hopping around.
Says it Kyo's or is it Peeps?
God damn it, you have the internet over there. You're fired, all right? I've got a plane ticket with your name written all over it, you little skank. Click.
She did not sound 12, by the way. She sounded like she was a full-on adult calling from, like, a customer service. Like, it's like when it's like Kaiser Permanente being like, we'd like you to answer a short survey about your most recent phone call with us. Were you satisfied or unsatisfied with your daughter? It's like, satisfied, I suppose.
Extremely unsatisfied. Yeah, I think she just needed, like, some reassurance from her dad, because all of these questions she could have just Googled. You know, but she's like, Dad, I need your experience. He's like, oh, I'm busy.
But Dad, I just want you to tell me you love me.
You know what I love? A proper distance call. All right, gotta go, little lame one. Goodbye. Click.
So Kyle's like settling down. He needs to have a break. They're on the beach. He's like, I'm going to sit here in the shade for a minute. So Jess is like, oh my God, you still haven't like gone on a break. And you know, he's, you know, Kyle, he hasn't been on a break and he's been up since 5. And Kyle's like, oh, I'm sorry, we can't have breaks now. Okay. Hair doesn't curl itself on its own. So Jess is like, well, we need to start taking our breaks because we need that structure for our breaks at certain times. For example, when we are eating, that would have been a good time for him to sit down. Let's let him chill and eat. He's like, okay, yeah, you're right. It's fine.
No, it's like, yeah, it's all right. And she goes, no, it's not all right. You know, I'm really pissed off. I'm starting to think that Kyo is not cut out for this anymore. My respect is declining rapidly. One thing I appreciate is eating, sitting down. As you can see from these 80 clips they've shown in the last 2 weeks of me doing just that.
So Kyo does the standard reality star thing, which is, don't put it all out like this. Like, bring me to the side. Especially being in her position, you create tension. It's like a bomb that can explode. You can't throw it like this. That's all you've been doing, Kyo, is like gathering a group together and yelling at them all in public, or like barking orders in front of guests. And that's totally, when someone does something wrong on reality TV, their deflection is always to say, I mean, tell me in private, don't like humiliate me in front of everyone. I think we just have to start establishing that it's okay to be called out in front of other people, like that you actually probably deserve it. Usually if you've done something wrong, you deserve to be called out in front of other people. Yeah, I mean, public shaming is a thing.
I think your boss should be, you know, you should like talk to your boss in private, I guess, right? I think if he's telling them what to do in public, it's because he's the leader of the group. But then if one of them has a problem, then she's kind of spreading poison. Now, that said, she has told you in private many times that you need to give a break and you still won't listen. So maybe she's just doing it in public so you'll be getting a little public shame, and maybe that'll help, because she has tried you in private. You know, I would agree it's not the most professional thing, but she's tried the professional way. Okay, hair?
Yeah. I think it's okay, and I think she's like rallying the troops at this point, because Demo's also like, yeah, I agree too. We need this. We need better management, etc.
Yeah, and he's so, like, it's like bomb that can explode. Do not throw bomb. Yeah. So then we go to Jess and Demo talking about how they need more communication, and Kyo's like, yeah, you know, then fine. Then every morning we can talk about breaks. That's what we do. We'll get up, we'll sit around together, and we'll say, what about breaks? Okay, does that sound good? And she's like, actually, yes, that would be great. And we could have a deck meeting. He's like, yeah, we can do that. We can do this meeting every morning, okay? Because I'm riding on a freeway of love in a pink Cadillac.
Like, oh, God, he's in Aretha again. So then Carrie picks up Anthony from the beach. And so Carrie and Kyo and Anthony are heading back to the boat. But then, like, when the tender gets to the boat, Kyo's, like, not ready with the ropes to tie it onto the boat or whatever. And Carrie's like, all right, where's the preparation? God damn it, man. Come on. When you're unprepared, things go tits up. That's like my daughter with her tests. I mean, ask me questions the night before. You should already know this information. This is so basic to have the lines ready.
This is so not knowing the capital of Australia. God, get me a new daughter. I mean, bosun.
So Rainbow's like, is somebody having trouble communicating? And Fraser's like, yeah, I just think Kyo's just a bit frantic. You know, I don't know what it is, but Kyo's information seems to go one ear and then out of one of his curls. And that's why I get the big bucks, people, right there. Right.
So I'm
there.
Chief Stew. That's why I get to be on a panel at BravoCon. So Fraser's like, all right, everyone, dinner at 8 o'clock. What's the menu? It's like, oh, it's going to be. And they tell the menu. It's going to be all this stuff. And the captain is going to be joining. So Fraser, of course, is happy to remind him of that many times to make him nervous. So Anthony says, I remember from last year, timing terrible, food disgusting, mummy disappointed, it was cold. So I felt all this pressure and I'm going to do everything I can to make sure the guests are happy and the captain is proud of me. Eyebrow check. I'm ready.
Cut to Jill's Aaron. This is disgusting. I'm a rug maker. I've eaten a rug. This tasted better than this food. I mean, absolutely disgusting. Captain, what are you the captain of? Captain of, you know, a sinking ship? Is that what you are? Is this the Titanic? Are we sinking right now? This is absolutely disgusting. Fire him.
Yeah, let me show you how to make a Diet Coke good. Okay. So then, now it's
ice.
Like...
You put ice in a cup.
You're going to put ice in a Diet Coke. This is how you make a good Diet Coke. Yeah, I taught him how to make a Diet Coke.
So Fraser is... now it's like dinner time, and the theme is Havana... It's Cuban nights, Havana nights, or whatever. So they're all happy and excited.
And Fraser comes down into the galley, and he's like, this evening, captain's at the table. Don't forget. And he goes, I know, bro. Why are you telling me this? I know already. And he's like, but no pressure, obviously, because... We do this together, me and you. You fail, I watch you and cheer you on and say, fail. And then I say, why did you fail? It's going to be amazing. He's like, I have a lot of shit to do, bro. Okay, can you just let me concentrate on my shit?
Fraser's like, no, I totally understand. I just want to make sure that the timing is okay so you don't fail again in front of Captain Carey like you did last year.
But
no pressure.
Eight. I cannot be four. I cannot be 4-8. We can go at 8, but I cannot be 4-8.
I know what I'm doing, so Fraser, you need to calm down because I need to focus 100%. Fraser, he wants to help me, but you cannot talk to me like this because you're going to have problems together. I'm the fucking boss right now. Actually, mommy is the boss, and then I am the next boss. And I am not going to let people shut me down, put me down again. I'm an amazing chef, and I'm going to show them that I'm a fucking rock star. And soon, mommy get to tell her friends my son got A+ in cooking.
Well, I'm just trying to tell you the situation. I mean, there's no stress. I just want you to know if you fail this, you'll never work again. Do you understand?
What the fuck are you talking about, no stress? Why you say this to me?
You're like blah, 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 but you don't need to be like that. I'm just trying to tell you I'm here for you when you fail inevitably. Do you understand?
Captain is at the table, so of course he's distressed, okay?
Oh, it's very stressful. Oh, look at you worrying your shit's not going to be good, blah, blah, blah. We know your shit's not going to be good. Do you understand what I'm saying? We're an audience who's already seen Gone with the Wind just waiting for you to vow not to eat turnips again. Do you understand? That's what I'm trying to say.
I don't understand what Gone with the Wind is, but if it is a Gerard Depardieu movie, I will definitely watch.
It's a slightly racist movie that gay people still watch occasionally, all right? You'll get it one day, and if you're ever invited anywhere, which you won't be because you're going to fail again, but I'll still be your friend. You understand that, don't you?
Oh, no, mommy, he is getting in my head.
He's like, oh, my God,
Fraser is stressing me out, which...
Normally I would get, but I don't think Fraser's really doing anything that bad. Just like, you okay? He's like, how dare you? You're trying to take me down.
So actually dinner is fine. It goes off without a hitch. It's very nice.
Yeah.
Everything's great. And then
my personal favorite critique is, wow, the branzino, so tender. Really, Darlene? Does branzino often have a problem with being tender? I've never had a hard branzino before, but okay, Darlene.
Well, Darlene's been through a lot, you know, and it is time for Darlene Theater. She's like, well, everyone, I know you've been wondering how I got this little broken wing over here. Well, we were coming down an icy trail, and I went over it, and I fell back, and I tried to correct by putting my pole down, and then I felt my arm behind me, and then I heard a snap, and my arm fell off. I'm not lying. What you're looking at right here, this is a tree branch with nail polish.
A magical snowman came down and kissed a tree branch, and now it's my arm. So I just like to thank that magical snowman. And Jake goes, yeah, that was her arm. That was her arm that snapped. Yeah, Jake, they get it. Okay?
They get it. I think, you know, notice that how I said I put my arm back there and then I heard a snap there. They followed it. They knew that that was the arm that snapped. I just want to make sure they knew it wasn't your Farberware porcelain that you brought on the slope. Okay, Jake, no, everyone knows.
So down in the butler pantry, Celine is like,
oh, look, Rainbow, you see at the butter now? Look at the butter, it's perfect. I did the perfect butter for you. Do you like?
And she's like, you know what? I love you. I love you so much. Get over here. Let me hug your head in my armpit.
Okay. Yeah, I love you so much. I know you're not my biggest fan, but I sure love you. Okay.
Such a weird thing to say. Such a passive aggressive weird thing to do. And Selena's like, well, you know, sometimes we fight, but it works. It's normal. She's like, well, it's not usually like, I'm not usually like a girl's girl. I'm kind of like a, I don't know, like find a jagged piece of glass and cram it into your neck girl. But you guys are so nice that I'd rather just we all get along, you know?
That's so sad. It's just such a way. That whole thing is such a sad way to phrase something. Like, normally I don't like girls, but you guys are nice and it seems like you like each other and I would rather you're nice to me so I don't have to yell at you. So can we just do that?
It's also funny because her saying I'm not usually a girl's girl is very non-reality star because a lot of female reality stars love to proclaim that they are girls' girls. Like we see it on Love Island right now. It's like, I'm such a girls' girl, but usually the people who declare that they're girls' girls are not girls' girls. That's why they have to declare it, because they're trying to convince themselves and other people that they are despite their own actions. But here she's like, yeah, I'm not a girls' girl.
Yeah, because they have that a lot, right? Like you see it a lot on Big Brother shows like that where people are like, yeah, girls don't like me. So, whatever, they're just jealous because I'm so hot, you know, and then you see in 5 minutes why girls don't like them because they're vile to all the girls, you know?
Yeah.
And that's kind of a rainbow. But rainbow's not your stereotypical one because usually they're like kind of bimbo type girls who are like, oh my God, girls hate me because I'm like so hot. And they're like so usually secure around me. And
usually it's like women really who rainbow. Are like, yeah, usually they're like women who are like vying for male attention and affection and approval and at the expense of other girls, which is why they're not girls' girls. But for Rainbow, she's like not a girl's girl because she was literally trained that other girls are threats to her and she has to destroy them and leave them on an island in Holland.
They're literally trying to destroy her because their father made them do it. So Carrie's like, all right. Yeah, he's talking to Fraser and he's talking to the guests. He's like, so when I was married, you know, I'd be away months at a time with the crew. You know, we'd get to know each other pretty well. My wife would flow in. We'd go out for a crew dinner. And, what are you like? And one of my crew people would say, Carrie wants this. And the wife's like, no, he doesn't. And then she's like, yes, he does. He likes it. And it's crazy. It's because you work with them. You know, they know you like your wife. So I ended up leaving my wife for the crewmate, actually, which is a good thing. I'm like, this story is so fucked up knowing that he ended, especially when he says it's a female. He's like, yeah, and she knew better than my wife and I liked. I was like, is this the one you left your wife for, sir? Come on now. Awkward.
So that was a lovely story. And as we start our day with a celebration, we're going to end our day with a celebration. Here it is, a red velvet cake. And then Jake is like, that's a cake, honey. Yeah, we know. We know. Thanks for pointing out the obvious again, Jake. Yeah. Appreciate that.
And one of the guys is like, are you going to pay for my trainer's extra month that I'm going to need? Gosh, what do you? First, it's a soft branzino and then a cake, a velvet cake. Are you people get put a freaking candle on a branzino and call it a day? Am I right? Hold on. Doing some clenches, clenching my butt. Can you guys tell? Got to work off these calories.
Fraser, I'm afraid I'm not going to be able to eat this. I'm unfortunately allergic to red velvet cake because every time I eat it, I break out in handcuffs again. I guess it doesn't work as well with red velvet cake as it does with alcohol, but
So Carrie's like, awesome job, Mike. Food came out. Good presentation. He's like, oh yes, thanks, Captain. Thank you, I did it. Oh, Captain Lovett, he's proud of me. This means so much to me. I win. I'm good again. Nothing can go wrong.
He'll be crying next week. It'll be 2 seconds. Yeah. Next week, they'll be like, the guest was allergic to peanuts and you gave him peanut butter toast for breakfast. He's dead now. Dun, dun, dun.
So now it's the second day and it's just sort of flying by and Carrie's like, Dick team, are there any guests on the fly bridge? And K.O.'s like, no guests. I did not realize we have a bridge for the flies. I thought they have wings. Why do they need a fly? No, it's not what? It's not that. That's not how a fly bridge is. Okay, K.O., just get back to work.
So now people have filet mignon, lobster tail. We're already at dinner again because you're right. They're just fast-forwarding through this whole thing. These people do nothing. They had an 8:30, you know, full moon party. And we just see little shots of the whole trip that the guests have. And the cinematography of it's great, you know.
Yeah.
But
apparently really boring because we see nothing. So now everybody goes to bed and it's the next day and Rainbow sees Solane in the little buntry. And also I think it's that it keeps happening in the butler pantry, which is really tight anyway, but she keeps coming up to her in there and she's like, good morning, beautiful. How are you? Oh, can I hug you from behind? Do you mind if I give you a little kissy?
Kiss on the neck, maybe.
Yeah, God, normally not a girl's girl, but you taste so good. We're friends, Ryan. I'm a cool girl. Okay, tell your friends who are girls. Okay, spread the news. Rainbow's Rainbow. Just another kissing girl, lovely girl.
So Lane's like, okay. So she throws herself down the staircase. She's like, Barbara, this morning I was washing dishes and she says to me, hi, babes. And she hugs and kisses. It's just, you know. And Barbara's like, no, I don't like that. I don't like her. I don't know. I don't like that. No, she's stupid. I don't appreciate. And so Lane's like, no, she's trying to be kind. She's trying to. And Barbara's like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if she's really trying or pretending or she's pretending she's trying, but like, we don't vibe. No, don't like her. What is her name again? Rainbow? Yeah, her. Don't like her.
Sosa? I don't like Sosa. So now it's time for the meter calling again. Oh, my God.
All right, here we go. Here we go. Calling meters, how far are we to the dock?
What a mighty good man. A mighty, mighty good man.
Kayo, please stop. Turn off your Spotify and please call some distances.
Okay. An old man turns 98. He won the lottery and died the next day. It's like a black fly in your Chardonnay. It's like 10,000. It's like so many things that are ironic.
God damn it, we just hit the deck again. Come on, guys. I'm not looking for stern distance. I want you to pull my stern across. Take up the slack. Throw the rope. He's like, Okay, I can do this. I need a new drug. One that won't make me sweat.
God damn it. Pull the rope.
There's a woman on the outside looking inside. Does she see me? No, she does not really see me. She sees her own reflection, and as she turns the other way, I'm starting to hear that. Okay, you're back on Susan Vega again. You looped around.
Oh, my God. The foredeck have got their line on, as they should. The aft deck team need to get that stern line on. If they don't, we've got an issue with line gets up to the thruster at all because the guys didn't get the stern line on top. Well, next thing you know, line eater, they're going to be calling me line eater up and down the coast.
He's a line eater. Never want some. Ever want some. So
I'm doing it.
So now it's like they dock and everything, but it's not a good docking. It's like a bad docking. It's embarrassing. Everything's wrong. And Kerry had to like tell Kao to do a million things. He's like, I'm running out of excuses. The boy's not getting his job right. Okay. And he's letting me down. He's letting his team down. It's too much for him. I'm sorry to say, the boy is not mine.
So the guests have to go, and Jack's like, wow, the service taking care of my wife with a bad arm and her husband with a bad breakout of alcoholism. Bet you guys did it. Darlene, you want to say anything? She's like, I just want to thank the snowman who kissed my arm so I could half hug all of y'all on the way out of here. God damn it. And also, don't go skiing on helicopters. Okay. Darlene out.
Stick to the lakes and the rivers that you're used to. Oh, God, it happened to me now. It's happening
to me.
It's
contagious.
She starts to cry. She's literally like, and by the way, thank you so much for getting me ice for my arm. Like, okay, Darlene's had a little bit too much Schlitz this morning. We're going to get out of here before she winds up in handcuffs, too, if you know what I'm saying. She gets emotional. She's a woman. That's what they do. Okay, yep, thanks, everyone,
for coming. They've just deported Darlene. You shouldn't have asked for ice. It's the wrong time, darling.
She's like, hey, wait a minute. She's being taken off in a helicopter.
Well, not again.
So Carrie's like, well, we've had a lovely group of people on this boat. Never had a person with a broken arm on a charter before. What was that, right? A cast? You're not part of the cast. Why would she keep saying cast before? I don't know. Never seen a broken arm before. It's all very strange to me. Anyway, she didn't feel excluded at all. Not even after I pointed at her and said, ha ha, stupid broken arm. Anyway,
who skis on helicopters? Loser.
I mean, I tried. I tried as hard as I could to exclude her, but she just kept on being involved in things. It was terrible. It's really difficult. Maybe if I spent less time having to deal with KO, I could spend more time making her feel like she was stuck in a corner somewhere.
All right, you've got $28,000. That's double what the gays gave us. So, you know, let's thank God for heterosexuals, everybody. All right, $21.50 each. Go off, be merry. Do not give it to any gay people. I'm telling you, if any gay people wait on you, do not tip them. Right? We are going to get that money back somehow. So, Carrie calls Kaio to the bridge. And Kaio's like, oh, if the captain is not pleased, it makes me not pleased. But then I think, squint, squint, what were we talking about?
And so Kaio's like, all right. I mean, Carrie's like, all right, mate. I'm having this conversation with you that I don't want to have. Well, I really want you to succeed here. And the thing is, we keep having these little errors. They keep on adding up. A small error, like, I don't know, crashing into a boat. Or, I don't know, sinking in the middle of Mullet Bay. Each time I think that we're gonna get the point of no errors, we get another error. And this problem with you that I'm having is that I'm losing confidence in you and the expectation of a job on this boat. Do you realize we had a lady with a broken arm on this boat and I didn't even get to make fun of her because I was dealing with all your errors?
I didn't even get to properly roast my daughter for not knowing the capital of Australia.
Yeah,
because you would have taken up all my time, mate.
Canberra, more like can't bear it, because I'm dealing with you and all your mistakes.
All right, so I've got to let you go, mate. And then it just closes up on Kaio's face. He's like,
So what did you want to tell me? You're fired. So you wanted to have a talk? You got to go. Okay. So you want me to stay?
No, you've got to go.
I can't wait to do this forever. Please leave.
Listen, this is normally I have to tell you something three times, and I'm coming out around number seven at this point. You're fired.
He's just like shakes his hair and looks at him like, fascinating, fascinating discussion we're having. And that's it. Will Kaio even realize that he's fired? I don't know. I'm not convinced.
But we knew he was going to be fired because, as we mentioned earlier in the season, when we saw that the chef was not going to stay with us because Peacock put up a photo of the entire cast, like literally the first week that this premiered, and we saw in the cast photo that Anthony was there instead of the born again chef, and that there was a totally different bosun. So like it's just been a matter of time, just waiting for this guy to get fired. I don't know. This is a blatant spoiler.
Well, that's pretty good. We only had to wait till episode 6 to meet the new person. That's good.
It's true. It's
true. Let's see. Because yeah, so many I'm people ready. Could go at this point. Like Rainbow, I mean, how long does she have? She's going to have a nervous breakdown by episode 8. I mean,
Selene, who literally can't do her job. She just Selene's amazing. Cases.
They can't ever get rid of Selene.
No, they won't. They definitely won't. She's too funny. But yeah, that's it. So everyone, thanks for being here. And again, we won't have a Below Deck recap next week, but the week after, we sure will.
Okay, everybody. So, yeah, we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
She can run my country. It's Angie McGovern.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie. She has no less namey.
She's our kind of mess. It's Jennifer Messer.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
She gets an A, it's Kelly B.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a B in your bonnet with Lacey B.
Que sera, sera, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
Bringing the funk, it's Leslie Plunkett.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
We love her on the rocks, it's Melissa Cox.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson. Tastier than Flanderson, it's Rachel Manderson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
The Bay Area Betches,
bitches.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V. Can't lose when you're with Amy Baldwin.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Let's go into the woods with Guy Tubbs.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
It's our queen. It's Queen Laifa.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall. Hail the cork master, the master of the cork, Jennifer Corcoran.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony, Junie.
Knock, knock, knocking on Katie Manock's door.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Shadley.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
The incredible edible Matthew sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose. We're on the floor with Molly Dorsett. There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Talifson.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Come on, shake your body, baby. Do the Sydney Congdon.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
It's always a good time when you're wasting time with Bravo.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kutar. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.